4PXB. How's it going, Patrick?
Okay. How about you, Lloyd? Got about 10, 15 more minutes, and I'll be at the house.
Yep, I got about the same. I'm doing good today. Went to two different locations, pretty much on the opposite ends of the world. I went to Williamston earlier, and then went out to Rutherford Road about 2 o'clock or so.
Did they provide a vehicle for you to drive, or are you driving your own vehicle?
No, I use my vehicle, and then they pay mileage.
That's cheaper for the company than buying a car and having to pay insurance on and all that.
Yeah, we've got 35 printer tax somewhere around. I know we got a good bit of printer tax. So most of those have the cars, and when probably the next person leaves on the printer side of it, then I'll get a car because one of the other guys just left, so the person has been there a little bit longer than I have. He got a car, and so at some point in time, I guess I'll get a car to drive, but this way, you know, I'll use my car and get to enjoy it a little bit.
Talk on the radio, right?
Yep, that's definitely true, and have a little bit more room in my in the truck than the little small Ford car. I mean, it's definitely a good car. It's, I guess, one of the electric ones, so it's definitely very interesting sitting in them and riding an electric car compared to gas power.
For that, they're interesting. They're different, that's for sure.
Yeah, because the one that they just had fixed, there was something up with the transmission mount or something like that. When it was due about getting up to around 35 miles an hour, it would just rattle and shake the whole car. And it when it got up to past that speed, it would quit till you got it back into that, you know, speed range again. And I was like, good grief.
Tom, KO4HKX here.
Boy, there's a pretty sunset off in the south there, if you guys are looking. Hi, Lloyd. I just wanted to say, Bernice pointed out to me on the computer there that they had pictures of all the Tesla charging stations up in Chicago, and all the cars were just sitting there with dead batteries, Patrick.
That's a long wait to charge a car if you got a lot of them, so I see it becoming more of a problem. But go ahead and pick it up, Lloyd.
One would not want to have to pay the cost for the Tesla and then not be able to drive it because of a dead battery.
They dropped down to like 60% or so, or 80, and just if it was pretty cold. But with the temperatures they got up there, and the batteries, from what I read online there a while ago, in order to fast charge them, they have to be at a certain temperature, and it's way off from that temperature right now. What was that? Well, the temperature was zero there in Chicago, and you couldn't even begin to charge them. And the cold weather just does not agree with electric cars.
Well, we all knew that, but going in, that the cold was going to affect the batteries. And I don't know why everybody thought any different, but somehow or another, it got bound.
Yeah, that's just like the old days when they'd tell you to put your batteries in a refrigerator to make them last longer because the electrons run slower when it's cold weather. So that's pretty much what the Teslas are, and they're in the freezer for a little while.
I wouldn't want to park one in my house with all these fires they've had lately. Even the bicycles and scooters and that have caught on fire, but who knows, guys? Well, we were just running down to all these ones to say hi to Patrick. I talked to you earlier today, Lloyd, so. Oh, Patrick, there's a donut shop down there by the 7-Eleven in Taylor's, and it's called the Apple Donut Shop, and it sets off in that little shopping center beyond the, what?
Behind the Truist Bank.
It's behind the Truist Bank. And if you turn right there at the 7-Eleven, you could get it, or you can go past the 7-Eleven about 50 yards and hang a right, and there's a great big parking lot. Those donuts in there, I'm telling you, are out of this world, Patrick. You would really enjoy them if you like donuts. I'm not a big donut man, don't get me wrong. We never stop for donuts once or twice a year. But I'm telling you, if you get a chance to stop in there, do it, and tell them Tom said to.
Ted, I know exactly where you're talking about, so I might have to give that a try Thursday when I'm out there. I appreciate the heads up on that. And you and Miss Bernice have a good afternoon, and stay warm, because it's supposed to get really cold tonight. KO4HKX.
73, Patrick. Yeah, it's right there by that snow cone thing that sits out there by the road in 0TR. 73, Lloyd.
Please be careful. The best type of donut I like is the one that looks like the little tractor wheels. Those are, to me, that beats a regular glazed donut any day of the week.
I think those are usually like a cake donut, aren't they?
Yes, they pretty much call it the cake donut, or it does have a little bit of glaze on it, but yeah, the tractor wheels definitely are good.
Huge sweets guy with stuff like that, but if there's a donut out there, I don't mind eating one.
If you want a massive sugar rush, just get one of the chocolate eclairs. Man, you better be ready for it to be like Johnny on the spot after that.
They got other lunch and stuff there too, Patrick, by the way. And they'll fill those Long Johns or donuts with anything you want. Cream cheese, you name it, they got it. And they're just like a little Asian place up in Fort Scott, Kansas, but that's too far to drive. But they are exceptional, believe me. And 0TR.
And I may have to stop in there and give them a try and check all this buzz out. Thanks for the heads up, Tom. And again, you and Miss Bernice, stay warm.
Scale 4PXB. I'm glad it's staying light a little bit longer because I'm going to wrap my outside faucets when I get home. Because a couple of years ago, one of the friends told me about another good thing to do is as long as you leave one vent on your house open, all the other ones, he told me to get some pretty decent sized styrofoam and wedge in there, and that will allow more of the heat to stay under the house during the wintertime.
I close all my vents and cover them before winter gets here, and because all my plumbing except for the actual well is under the house, so that way it's as warm as I can keep it.
Yeah, hopefully you don't have to put a heater in a house. I've seen one of my neighbors, he put a heater in a house like that because it was going to get really cold, and his hot water heater is under the house, and to keep it from bursting, he put a heater under the house.
KO4HK. But Lloyd, I am pulling in the driveway, so I'm going to say 73. Good to talk to you, and you have a safe trip on in this afternoon. And you stay warm tomorrow also. KO4HK, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
Sure, have a great day. And I wasn't sure if Gary KI4DOS found anything to move that safe yet, but I don't remember the actual name of the place, but it's called a stair climber. It actually runs on a battery, and it's got belts, fez on it, and you can put up to 1,500 pounds and strap it to it, and it will, those belts will actually climb the stairs for you instead of having to lift it. So it's pretty neat.
Roger that. I will let him know. KO4HK.
All right, sir. Please be careful. It's KO4PXB.